Welcome to the HSV podcast series. I'm your host today, Laura Franco, Vice President, Director of Post-Acute Regulatory Strategy. Today, I'm joined again by Jennifer Lamb, RN, MBA, and Mock Surveyor for Life Care Services. And we are continuing our conversation on the new FTAG numbering system and the regulations contained in each one of the new FTAGs. So our goal in this series is to help our listeners understand each of the new FTAGs and what they mean during the state survey process. Today, we are finishing a sub-series under the larger series on the FTAG 600 series, and this one is FTAG 610, Investigate, Prevent, Correct Alleged Violations. So welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you, Laura. I'm glad to be back and to kind of put the cap on our abuse neglect tags. So I think it'll be a great discussion today, and I can't wait to give some more information on this new FTAG and help our communities get ready for the survey.
Super, super. So let's go back and just remind everybody what they can expect during this series of podcasts that we're doing on the new FTAGs.
Okay. Well, we've been covering one FTAG per podcast, and we're going to continue to do so through the 49 tags that are identified as substandard quality of care. And substandard quality of care is defined by CMS as having more than one deficiency related to participation requirements under resident behavior and facility practices, quality of life, and quality of care. And these constitute either immediate jeopardy to resident health and safety, a pattern of or widespread actual harm that is not immediate jeopardy, or a widespread potential for more than minimal harm, but less than immediate jeopardy with no actual harm. So we will be using the State Operations Manual Appendix PP guidance to the surveyors for long-term care facilities. And we use the most recent manual that became effective this last November. And it's the exact same SOM that the surveyors use. And we feel that this is your best tool, that this is your open book, your cheat sheet, or whatever you want to call it, that it is your ideal tool in order to know exactly what the surveyors know and to be best prepared for your next state survey.
Wonderful. Thank you. So let's go ahead and frame FTAG 610. FTAG 610 is another tag that actually came from a previous tag, and that was FTAG 225. From FTAG 225, the regulation of responding, reporting, and preventing violations was pulled, and FTAG 610 became a standalone tag covering just that portion of the old tag. So, Jennifer, why don't you describe or give us the definition of this new tag, FTAG 610?
Sure thing, Laura. F-16 says that in response to allegations of abuse, neglect, exploitation, or mistreatment, the facility must have evidence that all alleged violations are thoroughly investigated, prevent further potential abuse, neglect, exploitation, or mistreatment while the investigation is in progress, report the results of all investigations to the administrator or his or her designated representative and to other officials in accordance with the state law, including to the state survey agency within 5 working days of the incident, and if the alleged violation is verified, appropriate corrective action must be taken.
So Jennifer, that says 5 working days. So what happens if we're talking about a Friday? What would be the reporting requirement? Do you don't have to count that Saturday and Sunday?
No, because it's working days. It's so that they can get their investigation report put together and to provide that then back to the state survey agency. So, I mean, unless they're working like a complaint desk or something like that, the state survey agency, they won't be in the office, except for the person that's doing the complaint. And so they do give you that 5 working days.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be calendar day.
Okay, good. Good to know. So when we look at the intent of FTAG 610, it is that the facility must take the following actions in response to an alleged violation of abuse, neglect, exploitation, or mistreatment: to thoroughly investigate the alleged violation, prevent further abuse, neglect, exploitation, and mistreatment from occurring while the investigation is in process, and take the appropriate corrective action as a result of the investigative findings. So this is basically all about what the facility does after the investigation is complete and exactly what to report.
Exactly. So when you look at the guidance section of the tag that surveyors use to guide them through the investigative process, you see that the surveyor reviews whether the facility maintains evidence that all alleged violations were thoroughly investigated. So anything that was alleged, they need to show records of documentation that they kept and maintained that evidence. There is no specific investigation process that the facility has to follow, but the facility must thoroughly collect evidence to show that the administrator to determine what actions are necessary, if any, for the protection of residents. So depending upon the type of allegation received, it's expected that the investigation would include, but is not limited to, conducting observations, interviews, and record reviews. So even if a criminal investigator conducts their own investigation, the facility is still obliged to conduct an internal review and investigation of their own.
Okay, and if a violation has occurred, the facility must put in place measures to ensure the perpetrator does not continue to victimize the resident. The facility has to ensure that the alleged perpetrator does not continue to have access to the alleged victim or other residents. There must be no retaliation against a resident who reports a violation. Residents with inappropriate behaviors cannot be allowed to touch other residents inappropriately, and residents who may hit other residents cannot be left unsupervised, and the facility must also always conduct a thorough investigation of alleged violations.
Yes, and then to continue, the facility must put into place measures to protect residents, such as monitoring all shifts, by having unannounced visits at different times during different shifts. They need to evaluate whether or not the alleged victim feels safe. And if that person does not feel safe, take the steps to make them feel safe. Conduct an immediate assessment of the alleged victim and provide medical treatment as necessary. Immediately notify the alleged victim's practitioner and the family or responsible party. Remove all access of the alleged perpetrator to the alleged victim. Notify the proper authorities and agencies of the alleged violation, and determine if administration was informed and if they conducted an investigation. So they're going to want to see that you've retained all that information.
So, and then as I understand it, Jennifer, if the alleged violation is sustained, the corrective action must be taken to protect the residents. And that could be fairly limited, or it could be a systematic type process. And the QAA committee should be involved to monitor and see what those corrective actions are and monitor that they are indeed implemented.
Yes.
So when we're talking about compliance under FTAG 610, what would the surveyors be looking for if they were going to cite non-compliance of FTAG 610?
Well, Laura, the surveyors can cite F610 for any one of the following reasons. So just one of these failures can result in that tag. So if the facility fails to initiate an investigation of an alleged violation of abuse, neglect, exploitation, misappropriation of resident property, and mistreatment, including injuries of unknown source, you know, they can get cited. If they fail to complete a thorough investigation of the alleged violation, if they fail to maintain documentation that an alleged violation was thoroughly investigated, or if they fail to prevent further potential abuse, neglect, exploitation, or mistreatment while the investigation of an alleged violation is in progress, or if they fail to take corrective action following an investigation of an alleged violation. So if, and that's if the allegation was verified. So if they fail to do any one of those things, F-16 can apply.
So in other words, we can avoid FTAG 610 if we make sure there's a violation we thoroughly investigated and made any necessary corrections and prevent them from happening again.
Laura, that is pretty much the long and short of it. As long as we are doing everything that we can to protect our residents and we have appropriate measures in place, we should remain in compliance.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, so Jennifer, that really wraps up the 10-part series of tags that cover the different areas of abuse and neglect, but it doesn't wrap up all of our 49 substandard quality of care FTAG podcasts. So we are going to continue this series as we move through the 49 substandard quality of care FTAGs. And I would like to thank our listeners for joining us today. And I'd like to thank you, Jennifer. And I'm looking forward to our next FTAG. Podcasts or FTAG podcast series as we move through the 49 substandard quality of care FTAGs.
Thank you, Laura, and I'm enjoying our discussions, and I look forward to bringing more information to our listeners about these FTAGs. And when we get back together, we'll dive into F675, which is quality of life.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you again, Jennifer, and thank you to all of our listeners, and we hope you'll join us again soon.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.